At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
Welcome to the $100 MBA show. Business can be lonely, but we got your back every single day with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of Webinar Ninja, an independent software company I started with my co-founder back in 2014. And in today's lesson, you will learn the top five website mistakes and how you can avoid them. I've been in business and entrepreneurship for a little over 20 years. And I started out in online business. And I've seen what works, what doesn't when it comes to your website. What holds back businesses are some simple mistakes that cost some sales, that cost some customers, that cost some leads, that cost some credibility. You work so hard on building a great product or service, you can't afford to drop the ball when it comes to these mistakes on your website. So we're going to go over these five top mistakes, and then we're also going to cover how you can avoid them. We want to make sure that you cover all your bases, and you can quickly audit your website to make sure you're not losing out on customers, leads, or sales. So let's get into it. Let's get down to business.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
Your website is where you do business. It's where your customers check you out and figure out if you're worth doing business with. So it's very important for you to make a great impression. And many people, they neglect their website, meaning they kind of put it up and then they just forget about it. And they don't even monitor its success or see how it's doing. So what we're going to do today is basically like an audit. I'm going to highlight the top five mistakes you can make on your website, and then you can go through these things and see, are you making these mistakes in these areas? How well are you doing? Most of these things can be fixed very easily, and we'll get into the how in today's episode as well. So let's jump into mistake number one. And this is a huge mistake. It's so common. I see this all the time. I visit websites and I want to scream literally out loud at my screen. So what's the mistake number one? It's bad copy. I'm talking about copywriting. The words on your website, your communication. Let me be very specific. If I land on your homepage, and if I need more than 5 seconds to understand what you do, you've lost me and I'm leaving, okay? And this is just a common trend. Your bounce rate, meaning people that visit your website and then leave without going to any other page, this is attributed to the fact that people just don't get what you do. They might have heard of you, saw you on social, clicked on a link, got to your site. You finally got them to your site. And then they're like, what does this company do? What do these people do? What do they offer? Is this a service? Is this training? Is this a course? And you only have about 5 seconds. People are not going to give you much more time than that. They're kind of going to scroll a little bit, look at some of the pictures, and kind of be like, I'm not really sure. I'm confused. And a confused mind never buys. So your copywriting has to be on point, especially your opening headline. The first words that are on the page, at the top of the page, need to clearly explain your value proposition, what you're all about. A lot of people, when it comes to their website copy, they try to be cute, they try to be clever, and it's just too convoluted. The people don't really understand what you actually offer. And a good test for this is give your website URL, give your website link to somebody that doesn't know anything that you do, and even maybe won't be interested in what you offer. So maybe like an aunt or an uncle that has never seen your website, or even a next door neighbor. Send them a link and say, hey, what do you think I do? And if it takes them more than a few seconds, you need to work on your copy. The best copy is clear copy, not witty or clever copy. It's copy that communicates clearly. And if that's not your strong suit, hire somebody. Get a freelancer to do an audit on your website. We talked about this recently on the show. This can cost you a few hundred dollars on a freelance website for their time, whether you use Upwork or Freelancer or Fiverr or whatever. The point here is that get somebody to audit the copy on your site, somebody that understands how to communicate clearly. Ideally, you should have a copywriter on your team because you're going to need somebody to communicate for you or help you with the communication constantly, with emails, with social media, with written interviews, with your website, all that kind of stuff. All right, that's mistake number one. Mistake number two, slow site speed, right? Your website has to load fast. Why? Because 60% of all traffic is mobile, okay? That means people are going to your website on their mobile device most likely. And when you're using a mobile device and you're not on Wi-Fi, you are subject to sometimes slow internet connection because, you know, you don't have enough 3Gs or 4Gs or 5Gs. You can't just assume that everybody that goes on your website has lightning fast internet speed. And if your site is slow to load, the pages are slow to load, the images are slow to load, you're really, really are going to lose out. People are going to leave your website. They're not going to read your website. They're not going to opt in to your email list. They're not going to spend much time. It's just going to get too frustrating. There's some really cool free tools out there like Google's speed test where you can put in your website and see how many seconds it takes for your website to load, and it actually identifies some areas you can improve. So this is a great automated audit. GTmetrics with an X, .com is another option where they kind of do an automatic audit and tell you some of the things you can fix on your website. It might tell you, hey, the sizes of your images are too large. Just make them a little bit smaller. The actual file size, or you got too many things loading like pop-ups and other scripts that are loading that are slowing down the site. You want a fast website at all times so people have a smooth, easy experience so they're invited to kind of move around the website and jump from page to page and really be engaged. You want people to stay there as long as possible so you can earn their trust and they can learn more about what you do. All right, number three, low quality images. Now, let me explain. When I say low quality images, I'm not talking about grainy, pixelated images. You know, if you're putting up images like that on your website, please do not, okay? But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about images that are stock standard, that just look like you ripped off Google or some sort of iStock photo type of website. You know where those types of photos are found? On websites that are a little bit quote-unquote scammy, you know, lottery websites, payday loans. We have the excited person jumping out of the monitor of a laptop. No, you don't want to be associated with that kind of quality of photos or that kind of branding. What you want are images, photos that are authentic, that are real, of real people. In our own business branding guide over at Webinar Ninja, we actually have a rule where our photos, any kind of photo that we use for social media, on our website, or anywhere, have to follow a certain guideline. And one of those guidelines is that it has to look natural. It has to look like somebody actually took this photo. And if we can't find a photo, we create the photo, right? We actually take it ourselves with our phone. So it does look real. It does look authentic. It looks like us. You might want to have some other rules that represent your brand. Like, for example, our brand really believes in diversity, not only in terms of race, but also age and gender, and just making sure that we're inclusive as possible. So if you go down my website, it doesn't look like the same person over and over. That's, of course, if you're not the face of the website and it's photos of you. But the point here is that you want to use very, very authentic, real photos, high quality photos. A good place to find these photos for free is Unsplash. Unsplash are actually real photos taken by real people that are not kind of like stock photos that are shared royalty free by other photographers. All right, mistake number four. It's hard to buy. I can't tell you how many websites I've gone to buy something, and I just can't buy. It's hard for me to find where to buy. Where do I press? Where are the buttons to purchase, right? I remember I was trying to buy a ticket to an event, and on social media, they gave me a link. I clicked on the link, and there was no easy apparent way to buy more than one ticket to check out seamlessly. You need as minimal friction as possible when people are buying your products or services. It needs to be seamless. Why do you think Amazon is one of the easiest places to shop? It's because of their checkout, okay? They invented the one-click checkout for a reason. They know that if it's easy to buy, if it's a no-brainer, people are more likely to buy. But if they're going to struggle, if they don't know how to do things, to change things in their shopping cart, to be able to remove items, to enter the right information in the right fields, if they're confused in any way, it's going to stop them from buying. So what you want to do is go through your whole checkout process with somebody who's new, somebody who's never been on your website, and make a test purchase. Get them to do it and you watch them. You can even do this remotely where they just video their screen. See where their mouse goes. See where they click. See how long it takes them to check out. We actually ran through this a bunch of times with Webinar Ninja, and we simplified our checkout to one step. One step for our free plan and two steps for our paid plan. And each step is simple, meaning that you don't have to scroll. It's right there. And all the information has tooltips, meaning that they can click on that little question mark next to something and that they can know, what is this for? What information do you need here? What happens if I click this? It's got to be easy to buy. Otherwise, you're losing out on sales. I am pretty confident that if you improve your checkout process, simplify it, make it easier, you will see a surprising increase in conversions from your current sales right now on your website.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
To wrap up today's lesson, let's recap. What were the first four top website mistakes? Number one, bad copy. Number two, a slow site. Number three, low quality images. Number four, it's hard to buy. And now number five. And this one is probably the most impactful. And the mistake is feeling nothing. If I go to a website and I don't get any vibe, there's an issue. Now, I'm not saying you have to have a particular vibe. If I go to a law firm website and it's kind of serious and professional, but informative and helpful, that's the vibe. That's the brand. If I go to a software website and they're fun and they're funny and it's exciting and they don't take themselves too seriously, that's a brand. But if I go to your website and there's nothing, this means for some reason you're not sharing with your audience what you're all about. Why are you doing this? Okay. Why are you building this business and offering what you're offering? You need to convey that through your website, whether it's in your about pages or your team page, or just how you communicate in general to your customers on your website. If I went to your website and I can't describe the brand in a few words, this means you didn't leave an impression on me. You're not memorable. And a lot of this just means you need to share a little bit more about your business and who you are as a team. Even if you're a team of one, share that on the website. I can't tell you how many people have told me that they became a customer of Webinar Ninja because they loved the vibe. They thought it was friendly and simple and clean and easy to understand. And you guys are kind of cool how you all are ninjas on your team page. And everything was kind of the same when I bought the product and I joined and I saw the software. The point here is that we're conveying a message. Hey, if we're fun, light, easy, that means you're going to have fun and it's going to be easy to use our product. And this encourages people to trust you, to say, hey, let me give this person a shot. Let me give this business a shot. Let me give up my hard-earned dollar to see if this product or service is going to work for me. Or at the very least, give them my email address so we can continue the conversation via email newsletter. So make sure you're conveying something. Again, you can test this by giving this to somebody who's never seen your website, a family friend, a relative, and ask them, what do you feel after being on my website for a few minutes? What are some words to describe it? If they're struggling, it's time for you to dig a little deeper and share a little bit more on your site. Thanks so much for listening to the $100 MBA Show. If you love what you hear, hit subscribe so you don't miss a beat. Tomorrow's Q&A Wednesday. So make sure you hit subscribe so you don't miss tomorrow's episode where we answer a question from one of our listeners. We're answering the question, how do I fire my brother? A really tough question that we're going to tackle in tomorrow's episode. But before that, I want to leave you with this. Your website is dynamic. You can change it at any time, which means you should improve it every time. So you should go through your website and audit it and use the five mistakes I mentioned today as kind of a framework at least every 6 months to see that everything's working right. Sometimes when you add things to your website, it can slow down. Sometimes when you change the copy, it gets convoluted. So make sure you're on top of your website. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll check you in tomorrow's episode. I'll see you then. Take care.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.